Well, I had the opportunity to talk to Don Rux, and we got really rolling on this interview, and I wanted to make it a two-parter, so Don was cordial enough to say that could happen. And Don, I guess, you know, the next thing that comes out is you're going to have a kind of a series of tournaments called the majors. One of them is the Memorial, as I mentioned in a prior interview. But these are also to raise the bar, right?
Absolutely. And once again, I think the perception in the marketplace that these are just renamed Elite 50s. Of course, Elite 50s were very successful for us, but these are somewhere between where the E50s were and what our Classic is. It'll take us a long time to reach that Classic level, but we do want these three special events, which is the Memorial, the American, and the Legends, to all be a new level. They do have expos. They're going to have exciting weigh-ins, and of course, it's a smaller field. And in these events, the anglers get to fish out of their own wrap boats and their own clothing all 4 days of these tournaments.
Well, you look at this thing, and what happens is that now, you know, you're showcasing the anglers, not so much showcasing bass, but showcasing the anglers at these events.
Well, absolutely, and, you know, the final day is going to be same-day coverage on ESPN2. So we think it's an important step. But once again, those sponsors who do those things right with those uniforms and those boats, they're going to be showcased as well.
Well, Don, I'm going to ask you a hard question because I read the article in Time Magazine recently about ESPN and the growth and the things that were going on, and George Bodenheimer said the Classic was a loss leader.
Well, I actually think it was another gentleman that quoted it, but, you know, what they meant by that is, I think it was interesting, I saw the interview the other day with the FLW folks, and it was mentioned in there that they don't make money on tournaments, which is probably true. We don't make money on tournaments either. When you look at the Classic, from all the money that we spend on the Classic, it's about raising the level of the sport, and it is very costly to do that, as well as it is with our Bass Saturday. However, we think eventually some part of our business, magazines, the television people, our internet, just like it is on the other side through retailers and through boat companies, there is profit to be made. So exactly how they meant it as a loss leader, I can't say because I didn't say it, but I think I have the general sense of what they're talking about.
Well, I think the fans, you know, they might have taken it, hey, this is the premier event in bass fishing, and if it's a loss leader, what does that mean?
Yes.
But in reality, the way you explained it makes a little bit straighter. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the western part of the country. You guys have been there, have been out, have been there, have been out. Now, you've got some opens and stuff there this year, but what's kind of the direction you're going to go for the future in the west part of the country?
Well, you know, I really, really hate it because we've taken quite a beating since we pulled out of the west this year with our northern and southern tours, which we're very excited about. I can tell you we're not out of the west long term. As you know, we've launched the women's series, the new elite series, these northern and southern tours, and be quite honest with you, from a logistics and a financial standpoint, I, as the general manager running this business, could not make that decision for 2006. I can tell you that we've already begun looking at 2007, and without it being a promise, I feel pretty optimistic that we'll be in the West Coast.
Well, I certainly understand the logistics. From Orlando, Florida to, say, Clear Lake in California is a little bit of a jaunt.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we take dedicated crews to run these things and people, and if we can't do it right, and if we have to start chintzing other areas to be able to cover for that, then it's the best decision to just not do it at all. We knew that that would not be a popular decision, but from our standpoint and for the product that we can deliver to our fans overall, it was the best decision.
Well, Don, you know, everybody, I hear this quote probably five times a day if I hear it once, is the growth of the sport. We want to grow the sport. We want to make it bigger. And in reality, what I'm hearing to you in these last two interviews in particular is you're making it better. Is that kind of what you're going down the path?
It's both. It's both. And when you hear grow the sport, I mean, it means grow it in richness, grow it in quality, grow it in size, grow it in participation, grow it at all levels, not just grow it at the elite series or the regular tour levels. It means grow it for the women that want to fish in competitive bass, grow it for youth. That's what we mean by grow it. Now, obviously, because once again, we're owned by ESPN. We want to grow our membership base. We want to be able to grow our media and ratings results. And part of that is to grow the sport. But it's not a selfish thing. It will grow the entire industry. It will grow it for our sponsors. We want to make it to where there's more boats sold, where there's more people participating. When you talk about growing the sport, it's about all those things. It's not about just growing the level of tournament fishing. It's that trickle-down effect. If we can be successful at creating an ultimate professional level that begins to get recognition by people that aren't recognizing bass fishing today, there will be more investment dollars. If there are more investment dollars, it's going to make it bigger, stronger, and there will be a trickle-down all the way to the people that enjoy it at the lowest level.
Well, I sincerely hope growing it also means we get some new impoundments, because right now, you know, it's been a long time. They're building golf courses everywhere. It'd be nice to have a few new lakes, wouldn't
it? Yeah, and I think, you know, I think it would be nice, and I think when you grow the sport, I think that is what people, some people's concerns are, gee, the lakes are already crowded enough as it is. You know, I don't think it means grow it in just purely putting more fishermen on the waters, or growing it meaning purely put more tournaments on the waters, because I do share some of the concerns that our lakes in the country are getting pounded pretty hard. But it is about growing it in the area of conservation, growing it in fish habitat, growing it, you know, just in the general feeling of bass being a part of the outdoors. Those are all as part of our strategy, and that's what we mean by grow the sport.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Federation. You've segued very well for me. The weekend series and the Federation, what's going on there?
You know, the Federation is something that's been a part of bass history, as you know, ever since the beginning. Federation does a lot of wonderful things out there, as I mentioned to you, youth and conservation. They spearhead all those activities out there, and they're very solid. We're having some discussions with the Federation. From my perspective, the discussions would be, how can we make it better? How can we make it better for bass as it relates to the Federation, and how can we make it better for the Federation? Federation represents, you know, close to 50,000 anglers out there. I think it's 40-some-odd thousand anglers through Associated Bass Clubs. Sometimes I think the Federation comes down to, you know, a small few making, you know, having a voice there. And we want to be able to communicate with all the anglers out there and to make the Federation bigger and stronger and better than it ever has been.
Well, you know, Don, if you look at it, and, you know, as a person sitting on the outside to a certain extent, you watch the weekend series and you watch the Federation regular events that they have in the States, and they almost seem diametrically opposed. Is that kind of the plan, or is that just a happenstance?
No, it's just a happenstance. In fact, the Federation actually receives some entry priority into our weekend series. The Federation is, we talked to the Federation when we came out with that, and it's not anything that we've done to be in direct competition. It's to provide an opening out there for anglers that did want to fish, that quite frankly didn't want to belong to a bass club and didn't want to associate with their state federation.
Well, you know, sometimes we miss that. I think that's a great point, because sometimes we miss that. There's a lot of guys that fish competitively that may not be a member of a club.
Yeah, there's many of them out there, many of them. Or if they are clubs, they're really just, you know, they're just jackpot clubs. They get together and they go fish the weekends. I fished them myself. You know, you fish a series of tournaments and you have a schedule, but you're really not doing conservation work. You're really not helping the youth. You're really just fishing, you know, for a $50 entry fee. And that's a lot what's going on out there. And we want them to join our federation, but not everybody's going to do that.
Well, and also you look at what the weekend series brings, and I know you've expanded that quite a bit this year, is you look at it, maybe somebody that might be just a little bit more into the tournament fishing business. I mean, Federation's more about, you know, conservation and some of those kind of things, may not be, oh, they may not be quite as good an angler, maybe potentially, and now you got a guy that's saying, hey, I want a tournament fish, I want to go out there and really compete, this might be that place.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the Federation does put out some good fishermen, but you're right, they're in it for a more well-rounded situation. They do like giving their time for conservation, giving their time for youth, and they do like the tournament fish, and Federation people are very special in that way.
Well, I know I've been a part of the Federation for as long as I can remember, and they are a great bunch of people. They give up a lot of time to be out there and really help with everything. I mean, if it's trash cleanup, you always find Federation people around.
Yeah, they really do, and I don't want to, you know, go without saying, too, for a lot of our events, and especially things like our Classic, their volunteer efforts to help us out are just huge. So it goes very much appreciated.
Well, Don, I sincerely appreciate you taking time out of a very hectic and busy schedule right now for being with us here on Bass Fan Radio.
Okay, Terry, let's go fishing sometime.
I'm ready to go. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.